With South Africa's election, watershed election, just around the corner, what we've been doing is having a look at those new faces who will be in Parliament, some old faces as well that are returning, and trying to give you a taste of the upgrading that the South African parliamentary scene is going to be getting. Today, we talk to the nominees for Minister of Agriculture and Minister of Finance from Action SA. Ethel Trollope is a name and face well known, not least to the BizNews tribe, and especially to those who were at BNC 4, which was in September 2022, where Ethel gave an inspiring talk, and of course won as the best golfer. That was a very remarkable and memorable occasion. He is the nominee for the Minister of Agriculture at Action SA. Peter C., on the other hand, is a name you haven't seen. He turns 31 this year. Athol's just turned 60, so almost half the age of your colleague. And he is an economist schooled at the London School of Economics, and your party leader, Herman Mashaba, says that you would make a magnificent finance minister. I see that you're number 13 on the list, Peter, and that Athol's number 2. So Athol's just about certain to get to Parliament. How many votes does Action SA need for you to be on the green seats next month?
Thanks, Alec. If we were following the old system, it would be exactly 3.25%. But due to the new legislation and how we both have 200 seats that are regionally elected and 200 nationally, it is a bit more difficult to determine. But overall, I'm very optimistic. I know how things are going on the ground here in the Western Cape, and I've also seen the magnificent drives we are running in Gauteng. So I'm not too worried about that.
You guys are really important to the whole MPC project. And I tell you why. Neil De Beer, who's had some wonderful interviews on BizNews in the run-up with my colleague Chris Stain, he tweeted yesterday, I think it was, that this is how you're going to get to the 51%. He said, DA 26, Action SA 9, ACDP 5, IFP 6, Freedom Front 4, and then his party, UIM 1. 9%. Now, that to some people would seem a bit of a stretch. Athol, from your perspective, 9% for Action SA, is that a optimistic reach by Neil?
And look, I'm number 2 on the list, so you can do the calculation backwards. Action SA believes that we will have a much bigger complement of MPs, that Peter would certainly be included at position number 13. And I believe at position number 2, I'll certainly be going back to Parliament. As you said, there's some new faces. I'm not a new face to Parliament, and I'm very close to retirement age. And I will be retiring by the time I'm 65 at the end of this term. But I'm looking forward to going back there with a new caucus.
But the 9% figure that Neil De Beer is putting it at, is that an optimistic shoot on his behalf for Action SA?
Look, it's one of the things that political parties are very, very wary about giving out a figure, because if we say 9% and we get 8%, then people will say we had a bad election. And if we get 10%, nobody says we had a good election. So, we're the dark horse in this election. The polls are finding it difficult to poll us because they've got no comparative information. And I don't believe that the polls are picking up where we are. I mean, I've been in politics for a long time, and I've been seeing things on the ground, my own anecdotal daily experiences that make me believe that we're going to do really well in this election.
You have explained to us in previous interviews and certainly at the BizNews conference why you left the DA, went into full-time farming, and now going back to politics, so presumably not full-time farming. I guess agriculture is an obvious portfolio for you. Just give us a little bit of a sense, though, on what you would be doing with agriculture if elected into the cabinet.
Okay, thanks very much, Alec. I stopped farming in 2005, so I haven't been farming at all anymore. I don't even have chickens at home. I've got to buy my eggs like you do at Pick n Pay. But I went for 2 years, I went into the farming industry with a fruit marketing company, and I was helping black citrus growers to improve their production and to export their fruit all over the world. So I have a lot of experience in agriculture. I've also spent nearly 15 years on land reform and agriculture portfolio committees. So I've built up a wealth of experience. I think that provinces like the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal and other rural provinces are faced with record immigration, urbanization, and that's because the rural areas are not being fully operationalized. Our agricultural development is really poor. In the Eastern Cape, in the former Transkei and Ciskei homelands, there's absolutely no agricultural development taking place. And if it is, it flatters only to deceive. I remember when I was last in Parliament, Gugile Nkwinti, who was the then Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development and Land Reform, admitted that 90% of the agricultural project failed. So provinces like the Eastern Cape and KwaZulu-Natal, agriculture and tourism and ecotourism and marine industries are really important fields of economic growth that can create jobs, and they're limping along and they're not doing that. So people have to leave their rural homes in rural areas. They go off to the cities looking for greener pastures and jobs, and they end up living in twilight zones of unimaginable misery on the periphery of cities. And that has to be reversed, because there's nothing worse than having dislocated families, and the people who leave their families behind can't get a job, and then they find themselves stranded and they can't get home either. And that's where we find ourselves in South Africa. So where Action SA says we need to start rebuilding trust with South African investors and also foreign direct investors, and no foreign direct investment will come into this country until local investors start investing in economic development, tourism, etc. So I believe that we can address many of the social ills that Peter will no doubt talk about just by simply maximizing our agricultural potential and getting the rural economy working again. I mean, the platteland in this country, or the rural hinterland of this country, is faced with unbelievable unemployment statistics, and therefore stock theft is through the roof. Farm security is really a big issue. It drives away more investment, and these are issues that need to be reversed and urgently.
Peter, Scribanti is a very famous surname in the Eastern Cape, in Port Elizabeth, or Qabeja now. Is that where your roots are?
No, it's, as far as we can trace it back, those Scribantis are like fifth, sixth cousins. So yeah, family has been in South Africa a while, but it's so far removed that I doubt that we would even look the same at this point. But I've never met them, unfortunately.
I was just wondering if we had two guys from the Eastern Cape here, because obviously we know where Athol is from. But from your perspective, just tell us a little about your career and your decision to go into politics at this very early age.
Thanks, Alec. So in general, I have two master's degrees, one in economics and one in economic policy or political economics. The first from the University of Pretoria and the other one from the London School of Economics, as you mentioned. And I've been working in the private sector for the past 5 years, doing macroeconomic policy analysis, impact analysis, and covering a host of African countries, everything from politics to economics. And in general, there is a wealth of knowledge in the economic sphere where we see how policies can be done in countries that work very well and countries that do very poorly. And working it solely from an analysis point of view, knowing what should be done, working with dismal figures, you can only have so much until you actually want to put on your gloves and start working as well on this. And this is why I entered politics. In general, even at the University of Pretoria, I've served as an independent candidate on the SRC. So I've been active in student politics, especially during the Fees Must Fall years. I was SRC during that specific year. So my background connects both the economic and political, and this is why I want to do it. I do believe I have a lot of value to add. And one of the reasons I've never joined any political party until Action SA was there wasn't a platform that I agreed with, from what we as economists know, a sound platform that we can implement and actually resolve the issues in the country. And these are the types of policies that we can implement in Action SA.
Just elaborate a little there, because we do know that Action SA is led by an entrepreneur, a self-made man in Herman Mashaba, who I've followed for decades, literally, his story. He knows what is needed to make businesses work, and presumably he can then apply those ideas, as he has already as mayor of Johannesburg, but on a broader stage. Was that part of the appeal to you?
Absolutely. One of the most interesting things that I've seen with talking to Herman, reading the policies and his story, is how he intuitively knows sound economic policies, where it feels like he also has several master's degrees in economics. And honestly, he has practical experience that outshines most people. So our policies range from knowing that our unemployment crisis is untenable. This is the number one priority from the finance and economic point of view. And instead of wanting to expand the state like other political parties, we know that there's limits. The state cannot continue to grow, and the state in general does not add any growth-inducing jobs, typically. So we as Action SA are spearheading private sector, entrepreneurial, and SME-backed growth. So we're going to create a more competitive economy in South Africa, which will both attract international investments to help increase our industrial base, but also allow people on the ground to start creating their own jobs, employing their friends, growing industries from the ground up, become the future Herman Mashaba of Generation X and Y and so forth. And we do believe that this is what South Africa needs. We need a balance. We need to return to more sound economic policies. But on the other hand as well, we do have a good balance. And Action SA acknowledges the need for minimum wage reform and the implementation of a universal basic income stimulus, for instance. This is ways that we, instead of just expanding the grant system, actually get money into the hands of people that want to create businesses or need to feed their families or that need to have vital home upgrades or travel to work to bridge this funding gap. And furthermore, we do believe that the current system is with a trade unions involved in government, and specifically with the ANC, has made trade unions too strong at the cost of jobs and at the cost of workers. And this is something that we need to reevaluate, and especially for SMEs and entrepreneurs in South Africa.
I had a wonderful conversation this morning with the chairman of Eskom, Mteto Nyati, and he was explaining how new ideas were transforming that institution. We've seen 50 days without load shedding being part of that whole story, and of course bringing the private sector into providing electricity. But Ethel, you've been in Parliament a long time in the past. Do you think there are going to be new ideas in the next Parliament when you guys, you and Peter and some of the other talented people both in your party and other parties, are in the benches for the first time?
Alec, yeah, I think there will be. But let me just, before I answer your question directly, can I just indirectly make a comment about new experience and new ideas? You know, history is a repository of really good learning experiences. And if we go back in history, South African history, and we see what happened in the 50 years before 1994. Now, I can categorically say that I'm not promoting what happened during apartheid. My family and myself opposed the National Party and apartheid. There's a historical record of that. But what they did do really quite successfully was that they stimulated the agricultural industry in this country like never before. They built the Gariep Dam, which got permanent water into the Orange River system and into the Fish River system. They allocated small allotments of land to Afrikaans families that were just about wiped out economically during the Depression. And they built up an incredible extension service in agriculture and turned the Eastern Cape, and especially the Orange River and the Fish River, into literally the breadbasket of South Africa. Now, there's a lot more potential in the eastern part of the Eastern Cape, in the former Transkei, and no dams have been built there. So we don't have to keep reinventing the wheel. We can go back and identify the very best ways of stimulating the rural economy and creating jobs and empowering people to become food producers, because food security is going to be a big issue. So I think there will certainly be some new ideas in Parliament, because in Action SA's caucus of electable people, many of them have never been involved in politics, and many of them are professionals, and they will bring new ideas. And, you know, there's no reason why politics shouldn't be professional. And when I look at politics in South Africa right now, there's a dearth of professionalism. In fact, what goes on in council chambers and legislatures and parliament is actually unbelievably lamentable. The behavior is appalling. The language and the conventions are really bad. I don't believe we're going to change that overnight. But I really think that in portfolio committees, you can change the dynamic by bringing new blood in there. We'll argue on new things and maybe convince people that have died in the wool and have become so accustomed to bad habits that we can actually change their minds. My experience in Parliament is Parliament itself is just, it's like a circus. But in the portfolio committees, you can get really good work done there. And if you prepare properly and you know what you're talking about and you're a point of reference and people will ask you, like Peter, about the economy or seek advice on agricultural development, I think we can get Parliament working again. So I have that kind of attitude. I think we must stop being so parochial, and it requires leadership, of course, to set the example of being more mature and more focused on dealing with South Africa's issues. And that's what brought me back into politics. I'd left politics, and I remember Herman Mashaba asking me to come and join him, and I said I'd had enough. And he asked me, have you done enough? And he said, I want you to come and help me fix the Eastern Cape and fix South Africa. And to me, it was such an inclusive invitation. Our party slogan says, let's fix South Africa. Now, I really want to be part of fixing South Africa. So I'm part of a team, regardless of which political party they come from, in a portfolio committee that wants to fix South Africa, then I'm for it 100%. The next 5 years, I'll give it my all.
400 people who make the laws for this country, 400 people who have been largely invisible, apart from a few guys who have cabinet posts. But those 400 people, if there's the energy that I'm seeing, and certainly from the two of you, that must surely lead to a better result. What can Peter expect, though, when he gets to Parliament? I remember somebody saying to me, oh, but it's a terribly boring place. Is he going to be bored stiff, or is he going to be able to find things to do to make a difference, Ethel?
Alec, it all depends what kind of caucus you find yourself in. I think our Parliament's biggest weakness is that it's a proportional representation system. So parties, members of Parliament have to toe the party line. They have very little scope to express themselves outside of the party caucus line. So if you have a one-dimensional party leadership that's stuck in an old paradigm, you really will become frustrated. It will become a boring place. You know, I was the leader of the opposition for 2 years in Parliament, and I found it really, really stimulating. And then for 1 year, I just had one portfolio. And literally, you could go to Parliament and work there for 1 day if that's your mindset. But if you embrace a portfolio that you're given and you research every other day and you go into the field and you see with your feet and you bring those findings back to Parliament, it really can be the most productive place. So you make Parliament as productive as you want. And I hope that we will have a caucus in Action SA that is focused on fixing South Africa. And if that is our slogan and we implement it in Parliament, I'm looking forward to fireworks, and I look forward to working with committed professional people who are new to politics but want to make a difference.
Sounds like great fun, Peter.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
And what are your expectations of this career? You're 31, so 29 years to get to the place that Ethel's at now. Is this the commitment that you're making? Are you going to be in politics all that time, or are you just having a taster?
I want to take it at least 5 years at a time, but in general, I would be extremely lucky if I can serve my country for as long as Ethel has. I do truly believe that being a politician and actually serving the country is a calling, like a pastor, and I hope that I'll be able to give my gift to this country and as well help us fix South Africa.
Peter Scribanti, Ethel Trollope from Action SA. Sorry, you want to... Yep.
I just want to say something. I'm smiling to myself because I was 31 years old when I was first elected as a district councillor in 1995. So, Peter, it can be done, and I hope that you will have 29 years. I found it an extraordinary occupation. If you have passion for it, it can fulfill that passion, and it can be greatly rewarding.
And a calling? Has it been a calling, Ethel?
For me, Alec, yeah, it's been a calling. You know, when I came home after talking to Herman and I told my wife I was going back into Parliament, or back into politics. I thought she would leave me. And she was very encouraging. She said, it's in your blood, you must do it. So politics is definitely in my blood. I come from a political family. I'm a farmer, really. That's what I really am. But I am a farmer that has become a politician that loves politics. And I love my country.
Ethel Trollope and Peter Scribanti are going to be in Parliament next year for Action SA. I'm Alec Hogg from BizNews.com.